Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
When you look at the crisis, your faith will fail. But what we're urged to do is look at God, or look at something that reminds you of God, at least, right? I love nature, and I love the way nature speaks of God. And you think of like the vastness of the ocean. Or the radiance of the sun. You think of that. That sun is so filled with power and glory. If you turn your attention to something that reminds you of the power and glory of God, your faith is going to swell. It's going to rise up. And if you see yourself as son or daughter, and you're not looking at the crisis, but you're looking at God, it's going to change the way you pray. Yes. You're going to pray with a lot more confidence. You're going to pray with a lot more authority.
You also say there are two insights that are essential to prayer. God is growing us all up, and we are at war.
Oh, my. You live in a world at war, and you're not just asking a distant God to maybe recognize your voice and intervene once in a while for you. You have an enemy who is probably involved in the equation, right? Whether it's, a relational tension, fallout, the breakup of a church, it's financial distress. I bet the thief is there trying to steal, kill, and destroy. And if you don't take the war seriously, you will end up blaming things on God that aren't from God. They're from the enemy. And here's the incredible thing. Luke 10:19, I have given you authority to overcome all the power of the enemy. And it's as simple as this. I think it was Catherine of Siena that tells this great story where she was asking God one day, I think what she had, it was an evil attack, but it was manifesting as this crippling headache. And she was asking this, Jesus, please, just please take this away. And Jesus basically said to her, Catherine, I'm growing you up. It's time to grow up. You make it go away. And she's like, what? And he's like, I have given you my authority. You make it go away. And so she changed her prayers from, I beg you, Jesus, to do something about this, to, as a daughter of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the enemy here who is assaulting me. I command you to leave, because we have that authority now. Headache gone. I'm not saying every headache is demonic attack, but what I'm saying the story illustrates is as we grow in our Christian life, God invites us to rise up and begin to walk in the authority that we have in Jesus. It's like asking him to put our socks on every day. At a point, he just says, no, you do it. Like, I am growing you up as a son or daughter who is going to reign with Christ forever. And so I've given you my authority, and now I want you to exercise it in the world.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.